That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Andy's part of that podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you?
I am. I wasn't this week, though. He did a great job.
Zero one solo.
Filing reports. He did last year. He had so many great one-on-ones last year. You really want to go back and listen to those if you're a Browns fan. If you're not, then you have been shamed.
The NFL season unofficially kicked off last night, the Hall of Fame game, the first preseason game of the year. It was the Houston Texans against the Chicago Bears, backup quarterbacks in there, Brett Rypien and Davis Mills, and they look good. They really did. But they're playing against guys who might not make, you know, an NFL team this year. So regardless, they look good. The big thing to watch last night was the debut of the new kickoff rule in the NFL. And let's go ahead and preface it with this, Andy. Whatever they did last night isn't anything like you would assume they're going to do once the regular season starts. Now, can you change it drastically? Yeah, you can add some wrinkles, some different things. They rolled out the real generic version of the kickoff last night and what it's going to be. What did you think? You know, and folks, if you missed it, you can go to NFL.com. They have one thing where they put every kickoff from last night together, and you can watch every kickoff that happened last night, which is what I did.
I got to tell you, I felt uneasy when the players weren't moving and they were frozen when the ball was in the air. That was my first feeling. Then I'm like, oh, this is interesting. And especially for the first couple kickoffs, I was like, the end result feels like it's the same. So that was kind of like you said, Jeff, I don't think we've seen anything near what this is going to be, but we did kind of get a feel for what it's going to be, a tiny one. And trying to understand the landing zone, I still think is going to be interesting. Where they're going to kick the ball is going to, like, I still don't think this is anywhere near. It is weird to watch the team receiving have all their guys line up and then run backwards to protect.
That was the thing I was caught off guard by.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the teams line up across from each other and they're sitting there staring at each other. And I wasn't expecting it. Maybe I should have been. The receiving team, the guys dropped off the yard line that they were on, dropped back 4 or 5 yards.
At least it probably somewhere between 2 to 3 yards, because I froze it at that point because I was like, this is just weird.
And the only reason I thought that was weird was, okay, if they moved forward, wouldn't that clear a little more space for their guy to return? Instead, they're allowing the kickoff team to run toward the ball carrier without any real contact for about 8 yards. And I was just expecting something different. So rather than the blockers moving toward, you know, the guys who were trying to make the tackle, they were just kind of retreating and allowing them to get more of a run. And the blockers were backpedaling, which is no way to throw a block. I just thought that was interesting. It was on almost every kickoff, wasn't it?
Yeah, the other thing that was interesting on the kickoff, like I was just watching again the Bears' initial kickoff, that there were 4 or 5 guys on the strong side of the football that were full speed and had been passed by the returner. So they were in the play on the other side, like the ball was coming up through the middle, mm-hmm. and they were off on the left-hand side, and they were already farther downfield the wrong way. So now you can see where that electricity comes from, where you can see where the option is, but yet the Bears had one guy in pursuit coming back off the weak side, and they still had 2 guys that were able to make a play. But if that runner or the returner gets it, it's one cut and a touchdown. So everything just happens in a more compact area.
Which, again, leads to the thought of, okay, if you can bust out of that compact area, you're going to have a much better chance of returning a kick for a touchdown than I would think that, you know, otherwise.
I want to bring it up. I noticed a lot of holding going on, too. Yeah, and I was like, well, they're probably not going to call it because, you know, it's preseason.
Did you also notice that there was a 12th man allowed on the field? It was windy. And so they would run somebody out to hold the ball in place for the kicker. And then that guy just ran off the field.
I didn't catch that. I don't know how I missed that.
It was kind of weird.
Man, they got some rain last night. Yeah. We all did. I mean, in fact,
that game was called off late in the third quarter,
I feel bad for the Hall of Fame, man. They get jinxed sometimes that was on terrible. Some of the stuff.
But it also shows what the NFL thinks of that game from a competitive standpoint. We know it's not a competitive game. But rather than, hey, we're going to gut this out, we're going to wait. No, hey, we're good. Thanks, everybody. Which, if you're ESPN and ESPN's televising the game up against the Olympics, you probably thought, thanks. Thanks a lot. Hey, glad we came all the way here for this.
The other thing I kept thinking about is if they go to 18 games and get rid of the preseason,
mm-hmm.
what are they going to do with the Hall of Fame game?
First game of the regular season.
I agree with that, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I think you're right.
I think they will play. I think they will play one preseason game a year.
The new kickoff. It's interesting that we're seeing that for the first time because we have a man who basically was known and is going into the Hall of Fame because of his work on kickoffs and punt returns and everything else, and that's Devin Hester, the former Chicago Bear. And he was asked about the new kickoff rule. Here's what he had to say.
First of all, I feel like it will bring life back into the returning game. I feel like it will open up more doors. You're going to start seeing guys get recruited as returners and be their main focal point. So I'm excited to see what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I know a guy like me, I would love to be in this situation.
So there's a guy who made his mark as a kick returner, excited about it. That was courtesy of the NFL Network, Devin Hester, soon to be a Hall of Famer. So I'm curious to see what happens, Andy. You know what? Do you need a different kind of returner? We've seen some folks talk about that, you know. You need a different type of return guy for this new kickoff. I don't know if that's true. We'll find out quickly. I would think if you...
So we're going to see the 100-meter dash tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow? Saturday? I can't remember. It's coming up at the Olympics. I want one of those guys. That's who I want. I want the fastest man in the America returning my kicks. Because all they have to do is learn how to
bust through
one guy.
One gap, maybe.
You with me on that?
See, I kind of go the opposite. I wouldn't necessarily go with the fastest guy, but I thought that at least watching that opening kickoff, I thought that if he broke a tackle or two, it's daylight after that.
But maybe then that guy gets caught if he's not a really fast guy. If you have an absolute sprinter type,
mm-hmm.
and he just gets a little bit of, you know... Because nobody's going to have an angle on him.
Right.
You know, as opposed to another kickoff where a guy might be able to have an angle on a guy.
I understand the logic with that, but I also look at, you know, some of the video this week from Kansas City. I saw Xavier Worthy, obviously, you know, fastest 40-yard dash in combine history. But yet the guy's getting pancaked out there by every defender because he tries to run across the middle because of how light he is as a player. So, like... I think that you're trying to find that balance, and it's why it's somebody like Malachi Corley with the Jets, where, you know, he ran a 4.4 40, and then you have, you know, he's 215 pounds, and he used to be a running back. Throw him back there, all of a sudden, I think that makes a lot of sense. So I don't think it's now purely speed as it used to be with the kickoffs, but now I think that it's trying to find that balance of speed and power from that return spot.
All right, here's what I want you to do, and you can either do this at 4:30 in the morning tonight, or on Sunday at 3:55 Eastern, the men's 100-meter final. And I want you to watch Noah Lyles. And I want you to watch him run this race. And then I want you to ask yourself, what would he look like if he just caught a football? And is that the guy you would want to run it back? Because I would love to see it. I would love to see it. I don't know.
Unlike Anthony Schwartz with Olympic speed?
Yeah, I get, but you know what? We never really used Schwartz as a kick returner, did we?
We never got to see his speed.
No,
period.
And we always thought that would be great.
Dang, holding on to the football thing.
Tell me, I would love to see what Noah Lyles looks like returning a kick in this scenario. I don't know what, you know, if his body could take the hits of, you know, it only takes one or two to kind of derail a career. But I would love to see it. I would absolutely love to see it at least once. Well, if I was a team, I would bring him in right after the Olympics. Although he's now, you know, with that Diamond League, he can make a ton of money. He can make a ton of money running track now, too. So,
well, think back. You've got a good memory? Remember Bob Hayes?
Yeah.
Former Dallas Cowboy who was a gold medalist in the 100 meters back in the 60s. Maybe that's.
Well, I'm forgetting there's a track star that they brought in that it didn't work. And it's probably in the last 25 years.
For our team?
Yeah. No, not for the Browns. Just for...
Well, the 49ers had Ronaldo Nehemiah.
That's who it was. Ronaldo Nehemiah.
And he was a high hurdler. But he played wide receiver. He was okay. Skeets, remember?
Yes.
Ronaldo Skeets Nehemiah.
Yeah, I was trying to remember who it was. I don't know. I would love to see what that would look like. I don't know if it would be successful or not. But if you have that kind of speed and you are able to sneak through a hole real quick, it's a touchdown every time because no one's catching him. No one is catching him.
I'm curious to see what it looks like when they play for real, because then we're going to see some of the creativity that special teams coaches have been trying to incorporate into this. We're going to see no secrets given away in the preseason. None. And if any team does give away a secret on a kickoff return, Andy, shame on them in the preseason. So get ready for week one, because that could be absolutely silly once they get that going. If you have any thoughts on the new kickoff rule, we'd love to hear from you. 216-474-0092. I had a little situation yesterday.
You okay?
I'm okay.
All right. Well, I worry when
the
you
van's
say
okay, but I had a little situation yesterday.
Uh-oh. Well, about the van?
It's coming up on Baskin and Phelps.